Classic Hits WTYE. Good morning. I've got Mike Scheimer in studio this morning. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning. Doing really well. Thanks, Tony.
Well, I know you've been a busy guy with the summer concert series and, of course, the July 4th weekend coming up. Talk a little bit about, first off, how the concert series has gone.
You know, I think we've had a really good start. We've had two really good performances. It's something we started a couple of years ago now, and utilizing that park downtown. I think the folks have caught on to the idea of bringing your lawn chair and coming out in the evening and enjoying some really quality entertainment. We've got two more shows lined up, and I think it's July 9th on that Saturday night, Chris Miller will be in town. Local, he's related to the Brimberry family, and he'll be here to perform a solo act. And then 2 weeks later, we have a Garth Brooks tribute band that's just outstanding, and I think a lot of folks looking forward to that one. That's late July, and we'll have more information as we get closer.
Yeah, that Garth Brooks tribute coming up July 23rd. No Fences is the name of the band. If you want to YouTube them real quick and get a little idea of what that show is going to look like. But some exciting stuff going on there at Cross Street Station. But really the thing we want to talk the most about is the 4th of July, obviously coming up. Talk a little bit about what the City of Robinson plans are for the 4th.
You don't own a carnival, do you?
I do not. I hear tell that they are few and far between these days.
Wow, it's amazing. You know, I've called numerous places just checking. Biggest problem we have is we're small. Our community is just small, and the world of the carnival has pretty much disappeared. And there's a couple out there, but they're playing bigger areas, and that's been a big problem for us. But we've tried to put some things together. I think a lot of folks have asked, you know, do you have a carnival? What are you going to do? And here's the plan. We have the annual Firecracker softball tournament put on by the Robinson Girls Softball Association that starts on Friday, July 1, and they'll play on Saturday, Sunday. And if we get the weather, it looks like we might get some rain on Saturday. You could possibly see some overplay on the 4th on that Monday. Sunday night, July 3rd, keep that date in mind. And that'll be, we're going to have a concert downtown at Cross Street Station again. And this will be the Robinson Community Band under the direction of Chris Jansen. They're going to play at 7 o'clock. And his performance, usually a little over an hour, right in that neighborhood. Bring a lawn chair. It'll be there at the usual spot. We'll block the street off, and you can enjoy our local talent in that community band. And then on the 4th, we'll have our old-fashioned hot dog cookout, 5 to 7 p.m. there in the pavilion at the city park. That's a free will donation for that. And then the Jake Holt Band will play on the stage from 7 to 9:15. Fireworks show is at 9:30. So keep that in mind too. Bring your blanket, lawn chairs, and enjoy what should be a pretty impressive fireworks display. And like everything else, wow, did the price jump on the fireworks. So city picks the bill up on that. It's a big deal. So come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's the price has jumped on everything. And I'm guessing that's one of the reasons, too, why it becomes so difficult to get a carnival to come to the area, because those carnival companies have to look at their overhead and the best chances of making a profit, which means bigger locations where they can be guaranteed a certain amount of ticket sales.
That's what they asked me. You know, how big's your town? What kind of draw are we going to get, you know? And they look us up. They know. But there are so few of these carnivals even in the area. I think Brazil's been lucky enough to find one. In fact, they got the one we had years ago, and they were bigger, and they came and recruited them, and they left. And we lost one to Carmel, Indiana. And if you know anything about that area, you understand why we lost the group that we'd had several years to. And several have gone out of business. I know the Fikes used to come here, talk to Labor Day folks. They told me the Fikes are out. So they've shut down for the year, and that's another one. It's just difficult. Anyone out there has ideas that they'd like to see added, or they want to try something, boy, you know, text me, email me, and we'll sure look at it.
Or if you've got an interest in becoming a carnival yourself, pick up the equipment, and we'll be more than happy to book you for the July 4th week.
Call your local insurance carrier and get ready for the shock of your life, too.
Absolutely. Well, again, we want to reiterate that, yes, there are events going on at the city parks for the July 4th weekend. Again, fireworks are going to be on the 4th. 9:30 is when those are going to fire off. So we encourage everybody to come out to the city park and check out what is always a pretty spectacular fireworks display.
Yeah, so appreciate that. I think everyone will have a great time. Pool's open, obviously, every day. It'll be open on the 4th, and we've had great attendance there. I think the weather and the fact that the gas prices keeping people home, too. And we're happy to have some great facilities for folks to take advantage of.
Well, and that's you're always looking to add new stuff. I know the pickleball court there at the park has always been pretty popular. And you mentioned when you came in this morning that you're working on cornhole setup, right?
Right. It's something I saw up north that we were able to get a year ago and finally got the situation located where we can install them. It'll be just west of the Friendship Playground area. There'll be two pickleball or cornhole courts there, concrete. You bring your own bags. If you don't, you can check them out at the pool concession area for a small fee and enjoy that. I think they're going to be pretty neat.
So. It's amazing to me that is something that has really seemed to catch on, and a lot of people enjoy playing it. And I laugh every time I channel surfing and I come across ESPN and they are nationally televised cornhole tournaments, and those guys are just lights out with it.
They don't miss. Yeah, you know, it's pretty impressive. So yeah, we try to look ahead, try to be proactive what we're doing. Mural painters coming back in town later this summer to paint the new restroom walls. So I think you're going to be impressed with what he does. So
very cool.
We try to make improvements all the time.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming in and bringing everybody up to date on what the plans are for the July 4th holiday.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Catch you later. Once again, we've been talking with Mike Scheimer, Park and Recreation Superintendent here in Robinson, talking about what's going on at the city park and, of course, the 4th of July plans and festivities. Keep your radio tuned to right here to Classic Hits WTYE. Here's Rick Springfield with Jesse's Girl.